A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Psachim Kuf Beis Amud Beis, Psachim 102b, pagination page 204. We mentioned the case where a person was eating on Erev Shabbos and was eating all the way up to Shkia, up to sunset. Or perhaps we can come up with a similar case where he was simply eating and it was time that he's allowed to make Kiddush at this time because it's after Plag HaMincha. In any case, he has two mitzvahs in front of him. He's supposed to conclude the first meal, the weekday meal, and he is supposed to recite Kiddush for the new meal. So the Gemara says, first word on the page, Gomru, when they finish the first meal that has been under discussion, on the first kos, the first cup of wine, you should recite Birchas Hamazon. We're talking in a case where a person, let's say by us, when there's a mezumen, often we recite Kiddush, Birchas Hamazon on a cup of wine. The prevalent minig seems to be specifically when there are 10 people. But such exists even by 3 and even by 1. There's such a thing as saying Birchas Hamazon on a kos. In any case, the person is saying Birchas Hamazon on a kos. V'hasheni, and on the second cup of wine or grape juice, Omer Olav Kedushas Hayom, you'll recite the Kiddush of the day, of Shabbos. Ask the Gemara Amai, why is the statement here making such a big deal that on the first kos you say Birchas Hamazon, and on the second kos you recite Kiddush? Why can't you do them both on one cup of wine? Expedite things. Move things along. Omer Avuna Merav Sheshes. Ein omrim shtei kedushas al kos echot. You're not allowed to say two things of holiness on the same cup. My time, why not? Omer Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak explained, lefi she'ein osa mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. Because you're not allowed to do mitzvahs bundles. And this is a very powerful concept. We have to know when it applies. But there's a concept either because each mitzvah is supposed to get its due, pay it proper attention, or because it appears like it's a burden to you if you try to expedite and put all the mitzvahs together. The expression in English, to kill two birds with one stone. Something bothering you, you're trying to get rid of it at the same time, you're supposed to savor the mitzvah. And therefore, the two mitzvahs, Birchas Hamazon and Kos Shel Kiddush, are not joinable. Because of this principle, She'en Osa Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. The Gemara continues and says, "Velo, is that not true? V'atanya, we learnt that there are cases when we join two different things onto the same cup of wine. For example, let's skip towards the end of the Gemara where the Gemara finalizes a powerful question. Four lines from the bottom. In the beginning of the line, V'rava Omar, Rava taught us, Yak Nehaz, that when you have a case of Yom Tov after Shabbos, so then you would say Yayin, which is Bora Pri Agaf and the Bracha on wine, Kiddush, which is the Bracha of Yom Tov, for Yom Tov that's falling on Sunday, on Matzoi Shabbos, Ner, you're going to recite a Bracha on fire, because on Shabbos fire was forbidden and on Yom Tov fire is permitted. Not allowed to light a new one, but you're allowed to make use, you're allowed to do cooking. Havdalah, you're going to recite the bracha of Havdalah. Hamavdil bin Kodesh leKodesh, that Hashem separates between one type of Kedusha and the other type of Kedusha. And Zman, referring to Shehechiyanu, if the Yom Tov that we're starting warrants a shachiyanu. So Rava clearly was joining Kiddush with Havdalah on the same cup of wine. And he used this mnemonic device, this abbreviation, Yaknahas, Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah Zman. So he's joining two things. Ela, the Gemara says, here are certain parameters. Havdalah v'kiddush, when you have Havdalah and Kiddush, Chada Milsahi, that's considered one thing. Because you're referring to the holiness of the day, and the holiness, and the transition of holiness, that's all one thing. Birchas Hamazon v'kiddush, but to have joined, in our case, Birchas Hamazon with Kiddush, Terei Mili Ninhu, that's two different things, and they're not compatible. And therefore, as you finish one bracha, and you do, when you finish one meal, and you're starting the new meal, so the Birchas Hamazon of the old meal is not compatible with the Kiddush of the new meal, and it requires two different kosos. This concept of mitzvahs chavilos has lots of applications, and sometimes we simply need to ask whether the principle applies or doesn't apply. You have, for example, the question by twins who are getting their bris at the same time, that we recite the brachas independently for each one. Take a look at Taisvis, the third Taisvis on the page. Yesh noagim she'ein omrim shtei kedushas al kos echad. You don't say two kedushas on one kos. Yesh noagim b'chupa mitam ze. By a chupa, we have two kosos. She'ein lo mashevi brachas al kos birchas hamazon. We do not recite the Sheva brachas, or really the six brachas, on the same bracha as the Yayin from the Birchas Hamazon. Elamavim kos ech acher ve'imavarchim ala sheni bari priyagofen. We have two different kosos. The person who was honored to recite Birchas Hamazon by a Sheva brachas meal is going to recite the bari priyagofen on the cup of wine that he's given. The way we do it is we actually wait until a different kos is given to the different people, and they recite the different ones of the six brachas in honor of the chasen and kala. And we do not do it all on one kos. It's two different things. One is the Birchas Hamazon, and one is the Birachos for the Chasna. Taisvis later on discusses the actual Chuppah, Birchas Erusin Unisuin, the Brachos that we say on Erusin at the time of Kiddushin, that we describe the mitzvah of Kiddushin, that until Kiddushin is done, there's a prohibition called Arayis, forbidden relationships, and then a different kos is used for Nesuin, for the brachas of Sheva brachas that are done under the chuppah, Noagu loman ashtei kosos. The minig is you do them on two different cups. Taisvah says, V'taymer derigilim zeboze, because there's an understanding that they are two independent things. We recite the ksuba in between, and they could theoretically be done at different times. And therefore there's a separation, v'lakach tzarech beis kosos, and therefore you need two different cups. But again, to pay attention, if it's possible to join two mitzvahs together, like we do by Yaknahaz, by Kiddush and Havdalah, but in many cases, the principle of chavilos, chavilos, not to join mitzvahs and make it seem like a burden, to give each mitzvah its proper due, is often a principle that we need to pay attention to. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.